नन्तिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुवरं श्रीरूपानुगप्रवरं रज्रसिकं च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नं श्रीगुरुचरणं वन्दे रमणप्रेष्ठाय भूतले रूपानुगभक्तिदं च कृपामूर्ति नारायणम्। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदि गौर भक्तवृंद। जय रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्री जी गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ आवर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स इतलाय श्रीमद भक्तिवेदांत श्री नारायण गोस्वाई महाराज श्री गुरुदेव, इतलाय श्रीमद भक्तिवेदांत श्री वामन गोस्वाई महाराज श्री गुरु महाराज, एंटायर रूपानंद गौरी गुरुवर्ग, टू अवर गार्जियंस एंड टू ऑल द वैष्णवज एंड वैष्णवीज प्रेजेंट एंड टू एस्पेशली इतलाय श्रीमद भक्ति श्री रूप सिद्धांति गोस्वाई महाराज, मोस्ट ऑस्पिशियस तिरुभाव तिथि वी आर ऑब्जर्विंग टुडे, मोस्ट बिलवड असोसिएट श्रील प्रभुपाद। So we say Avirbhav, Tirobhav are the same, but Tirobhav bears a speciality because when the Tirobhav of our Guru Varga appears, then you can think about what they have given to this world, their contribution to this world, their achar, their prachar, their bhajan, their sadhan, and everything else. So amongst all of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, Siddhanti Maharaj is also a very intimate associate. Like a few days before, we observed the Tirubhav Tithi of Srila Bhaktivilas Tirtha Maharaj. And now, the Tirubhav Tithi of Siddhanti Maharaj. And then, like 2 weeks from now, there'll be the Avirbhav Tithi of Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. And then in Kartik, we see so many disappearance days, so many disciples of Prabhupada. Appearance or disappearance. Like Jajavar Maharaj, Bhakti Sarasagiri Maharaj, Bhakti Gaurav Vaikhanas Maharaj, Param Gurudev, Sridhar Maharaj, Bhakti Kushal Narsingh Maharaj, Sami Maharaj, Trivikram Maharaj, Vaman Maharaj, again Avirbhav Siddhanti Maharaj, Puri Maharaj Tirubhav. So that we see how many more tithis appear, one after another. So regarding Srila Bhakti Shirup Siddhanti Maharaj, for his centennial in 2006, Maharaj was born in 1906. And for his centennial in 2006, Gurudev himself had written a Pushpanjali for Siddhanti Maharaj. We see Gurudev himself used to follow all these tithis. For the centennial of Srila Bhaktidait Madhav Goswami Maharaj, Gurudev, he went to Chaitanya Gaudiya Math and he spoke Harikatha there. For the centennial of Bhakti Hridayi Bandh Maharaj, he went to Bhajan Kutir. He spoke Harikatha there. And also for the centennial of Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, same. Also for Param Gurudev, everyone, Gurudev himself has written Pushpanjali and glorified all these wonderful disciples of Prabhupada. Gurudev has received so much siksha from all of them. So much siksha. And these are only some of the disciples whom Gurudev glorified. He's glorified so many more disciples of Prabhupada. In the old back issues of the Patrika, there we can read all these glorifications that he has written. So the Pushpanjali that Gurudev wrote for Siddhanti Maharaj, that was published in Hindi and also translated into English. It's published in The Harmonist, 2006. There Gurudev is, first Gurudev he offered his Pushpanjali, and then the devotees, they have translated Siddhanti Maharaj's introduction to the Govinda Bhashya. Very beautiful introduction. In the introduction itself, like in Gagar, like Sagar and Gagar means like the entire ocean in a bottle, he has given the entire Govinda Bhashya commentary there in his very introduction. That is glorified Srila Prabhupada. So this introduction to Govinda Bhashya was published in 1970. And anyhow, it was translated into English then and published in Harmonist. So Gurudev was saying that Siddhanti Maharaj was born in this Varishala district, present-day Bangladesh, where even Param Gurudev was born in the same district. So then his name was Shivashankar, given by his parents. So then it is said that when he was studying in college, that time he met his Siksha Guru there, Bhaktivek Bharati Maharaj and Bhakti Prakash Aranya Maharaj. Both of them were traveling and they came to his college there in Bangladesh where he was studying. So then he was the leader of the student committee there. So then when the two sannyasis came, then Siddhanti Maharaj as the leader, as a representative, he requested them to speak. So then all of them were followers of Vivekananda, even Siddhanti Maharaj himself previously. So then Bharati Maharaj, he didn't care about Vivekananda. He just spoke the first verse of the Bhagavad Gita. It's Dharma Kshetre Kurukshetre Samaveta Yutsava Mama Kaja Pandava Chaiva Kim Makurvata Sanjaya. Where he said, oh, Dhritarashtra is asking Sanjay, now that they've assembled in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, what are my sons, the Kauravas, and what are the Pandavas going to do? So only this one shloka he explained for an hour and a half. And he didn't even mention the name of Vivekananda and Ramakrishna. So then they had some question answer discussions. Then Siddhanti Maharaj, he had one book called Ramakrishna Upadeshamrit. Ramakrishna Leelamrit, something like that, which describes the entire life of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. So Bharati Maharaj, he said, he's like Paramahamsa, but he's like a great swan which is of no use, he said. The swan is useless, he said. Doesn't do anything. So then Bharati Maharaj, he started like doing Khandan Mandan. Start cutting all the arguments of Ramakrishna. Then Siddhanti Maharaj, automatically, he was very much drawn to him. So then it is said that he heard so much Harikatha from him that with the very clothes he had on, he left home and he went to the temple in Calcutta. Traveled all the way from Bangladesh. That time the temple was in this Ultadangi junction there, where even Swami Maharaj met Srila Prabhupada and so many disciples met Srila Prabhupada there, Ultadangi junction. He left and he stayed there. So then Prabhupada, he gave him initiation in 1924, Gaur Purnima. And he gave him this name, Siddha Swarup, Brahmachari. See, Prabhupada, he could see any disciple he'd name according to their Swarups. Siddha Swarup Brahmachari, Dhanyati Dhanya Brahmachari. Oh, his very presence makes everything very dhanya, auspicious. Avidya Haran Brahmachari, his very presence makes everyone's avidya leave. Aprakrit Bhakti Saranga, this way. Ramananda, Vinod Bihari, this way. Every Brahmachari he'd name according to their Swarup. Abhay Charanara Vinda. So he named him Siddha Swarup, this way. So then, Siddha Swarup Brahmachari, it is said that when he was staying at home, he was doing his law. But then anyhow, he came to the temple and then Gurudev mentions in the Pushpanjali that he saw how educated all of them were, how scholarly. So he decided to go back home for some time. And then he spent like 4 years in his house, studying law, finishing law. And we see that even his education was not in vain. Because later we see that when Param Gurudev left, and when the legal framework of Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti was being formed, then Gurudev and Trivikram Maharaj, they went everywhere looking for the memorandum. And then Siddhanti Maharaj, he made Vaman Maharaj the president, Trivikram Maharaj the vice, the secretary, Sadharan Sampadak, general secretary, and Gurudev the vice president. At that time, Parchatak Maharaj didn't have any post. So he felt a little upset. So then Siddhanti Maharaj said, all right, he created a new post for him. You be commander-in-chief. Then he made him the commander-in-chief of Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. So they say he made everything sure, like everything was proper for the Samiti. And then this way, Gurudev mentions that we are eternally indebted to him for what he did, for how he helped us. Because he was especially proficient in law, because he had studied law there at home. So in this way, when he was in the temple, he was always preaching not just Bharati Maharaj, also with Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj, Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, and all the others also. So in this way, when he was preaching, it said that the Gaudiya magazine, they would receive many letters from their readers. And when he was preaching, the Gaudiya magazine would get so many letters, complaints. So many, the volume of complaints would increase so much when he was preaching. And then what would the editors do of the Gaudiya magazine? They would publish the complaint and they would also publish the answer, the rebuttal. That they'd say that the complaint in itself is not proper according to Tattva. Then the rebuttal would be published. So they say he did so much preaching even through the Granthas, through this Gaudiya magazine. And so Prabhupada used to look at Siddhanti Maharaj, he'd say, "You're the second Bharati Maharaj," he'd say. He said, "Compliment him. You're the second Bharati Maharaj." And so he preached everywhere. Like there was this one sabha where he was preaching, where there was a Mayavadi. His Mayavadi said, "Oh, why are you speaking about Bhagwan always? No, only Bhagwan, Bhagwan, everything is one." Like even when Gurudev was preaching in Mathura, he was on house program where there was one person from the Arya Samaj. This person from the Arya Samaj, he asked Gurudev, "Oh Maharaj, your Krishna is eating 5 times a day. Where does he pass stool?" He asked Gurudev. 5 times a day he's eating every day. Where does he pass stool? And Gurudev said, "He's passing stool on your face," he said. "I can see," he said. "Right now Krishna is passing stool on your face." So in this way, even Siddhanti Maharaj, when he was preaching, there this person, he was saying, "Everything is one, this, that, why should we care?" Then Siddhanti Maharaj said, "If everything is one, then your father is a dog," he said. "Your father and I have a dog near my house, they're non-different," he said. This person became very angry then. "Why are you insulting my father?" And he said, "Everything is one. So the dog is also Brahma, your father is Brahma, your father is a dog," he said. And this way, this is how he used to preach, very uncompromising. Like we know that Leela also, how he went there in Kishore Ganj, Mayaman Singh district. Gurudev, he mentions all these names also. Went with Bhaktivilas Gavashti Nemi Maharaj. So Gavashti Nemi Maharaj, he was also with Param Gurudev when Param Gurudev went to have darshan for Srila Gaur Kishodas Babaji Maharaj. He was also very senior. So there we know how he cut the arguments of Ramakrishna, Vivekananda, and Prabhupada was so happy he himself came and he spoke Harikatha there. Also, it is mentioned that even Sridhar Maharaj was there, and anyhow, he pacified the entire crowd. And the entire crowd, they were so happy that they gave so much, like, lime. And then they used this lime, like truckloads of lime, to whitewash all the walls in the temple in Chaitanya Math. And this way, he did a lot of preaching there. Therefore, Prabhupada, he gave him these titles, Upadeshak, instructor, Maha Upadeshak, great instructor, Vidyavagish, great orator, distinguished speaker. He gave him all these titles. And then in 1941, he accepted the renounced order of life from his godbrother, Bhakti Vigyan Ashram Maharaj. And then he started this Sarasat Gaudi Asan with Bhakti Vek Bharati Maharaj. And then 1947, Bharati Maharaj left this world. And after that, he became the Acharya. And he started like conducting all the preaching activities of the mission. So there Gurudev, he mentions that Siddhanti Maharaj, especially if you see his literary contribution, he has written commentaries on the Isha Upanishad, Chandogya Upanishad, Katha Upanishad, Kena Upanishad, Taittiriya Upanishad, Aitreya Upanishad, Mundaka Upanishad, Mandukya Upanishad, Gopal Tapani Upanishad. He's written commentaries on all these things. And he said this is great contribution. He fulfilled Prabhupada's desire. Gurudev said this was my own Guru Maharaj's desire. But my Guru Maharaj, before he could publish all these books, he left this world. And now Siddhanti Maharaj, he published all these commentaries. Also, Gurudev would say that his commentary, that the translation of his commentary on Chakravarti Thakur, on the Gita, Gurudev said, "I've used that as an Aadhar, as a foundation for my own translation in Hindi." Also, we see his commentary of Baldev Vidyabhushan Prabhu also, the one he published, was also used as a reference when our other Guru Vargas published their books. Also, he published this Lagu Bhagavat Amrit Kana, Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu Bindu, Ujjal Neel Mani Kiran, which also Gurudev published in Hindi, using that as a foundation, as an Aadhar. So Gurudev said, in this way, he is my Siksha Guru in so many ways. Like we hear also that the temple there in Radha Bazaar, there also is right next to Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, the temple, only 5 minutes away from there. Because Siddhanti Maharaj always wanted to stay with Param Gurudev. He didn't want to stay apart from him. And we've heard also from the Vaishnavas that when they were very young, the first temple they ever went to was his temple in Radha Bazaar. Vaishnavas have previously described, saying, "Oh, I went there and I saw Radha and Krishna and I saw how they were so beautiful. They started appearing in my dreams again and again, again and again. And gradually I had more and more interest to visit temples and started visiting everywhere." Also, they went to this temple in Hazrat Road in Calcutta, where Siddhanti Maharaj was present. And where at that time they also had the opportunity to listen to Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj speak about his life, his biography. So this way we hear many pastimes later. So here anyhow, Gurudev, he had the devotees translate the introduction to the Govinda Bhashya, and he had them publish it. So in that introduction, Siddhanti Maharaj, he says, Prabhupada had two purposes. He had two features rather than purposes. What were they? One was his antaranga bhajan, and one was his mercy upon all the living entities. No matter how many ways the living entities invented to turn away from Krishna, Prabhupada, that many ways he also invented to help the living entities, to make them more inclined towards Krishna's service. This was his mercy, and also his antaranga bhajan. So Siddhanti Maharaj, he has said, by his antaranga bhajan, Prabhupada actually, he deceived so many. Like the example is given that the gopis and Srimati Radhika, they would go to Suryakund on the pretext of worshipping the sun god. But actually, where would they go? They would go to Radhakund, and there they would meet Krishna. But Jatila and Kutila and all the others who were against, they think Radharani is going to Suryakund to worship the sun god. Similarly, Prabhupada also, what did he do? He actually, by his antaranga bhajan, he was absorbed in his antaranga bhajan. But also, he had his disciples construct temples, organize exhibitions, the Satsiksha Padarshini, and collect funds, do bhiksha, go house to house preaching. So the sahajiyas, who wanted everything easily, sahaj, they said, oh, what is he doing? He's only doing all these things. He's only sucking the skin, but not the fruit. We will not stay with him. So Prabhupada cheated them in this way. This way. Like we see also, no? Like Prabhupada, whenever he'd speak Harikatha, he'd cut Mayavadis, he'd cut their views. They thought this is only his bhajan. But Siddhanti Maharaj said, those who were always with Prabhupada, who served in his mission, they eventually realized what was the purpose of Prabhupada's antaranga bhajan. There, if you see, Siddhanti Maharaj mentions that when Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, he was absorbed in Radha Bhav. And what was his Radha Bhav? Mahaprabhu would always utter this verse, Seito parananata painu, jalagi madan mohan, madan dahane gainu, being burned by this fire of madan, Cupid. When will Krishna come and pacify this fire? So Mahaprabhu was always uttering this. You see, when Radharani was with all the gopis in Kurukshetra, there anyhow, they, by the chariot of their hearts, they brought Krishna back to Gokul, Braj, from Aishwaryamai Bhumi to Madhuryamai Bhumi. And so Mahaprabhu also had this chariot bought from Neelachal to Gundicha Mandir. In this way, Prabhupada, in his own Anubhashya commentaries to these verses, Siddhanti Maharaj mentions there. He says, Prabhupada said, what is the greatest service to the Vrajavasis, the Vrajadevis? It is to pacify them in their separation when Krishna has gone to Mathura and Dwaraka. This way. And then Siddhanti Maharaj, he has mentioned how in the 82nd chapter of the Bhagavatam, everything has been described. And Chaitanya Charitamrita is actually the commentary on this Bhagavatam. Then he said, this is what Prabhupada came to give, his antaranga bhajan. And he said, anyone who has been with Prabhupada when he was in Radhavan, Navadvip is called Radhavan, when Prabhupada was in Madhyadvip, Godrum Dvip, especially he'd become absorbed in the Madhyan Leela of Radha and Krishna. When he'd be in this Konark temple, the sun temple in Konark, there he'd become absorbed and how Radharani would do her Surya Puja. And Prabhupada was in Alarnath, there he'd become absorbed in Mahaprabhu's separation. So he said, anyone who's been with Prabhupada during these times, they have realized what is Prabhupada's antaranga bhajan. And all the others, they're nothing. They've only been cheated, he said, thinking only the other things are proper in this way. So then he mentions that Prabhupada, what is he given? He has said that greater than even this Vaikuntha is Madhupuri. What is this Madhupuri? Navadvip Mayapur. And greater than even Navadvip Mayapur, he has said, is Shiva Sangan, where Rastali, which is Rastali, where Rastalila took place. And greater than Shiva Sangan is Chaitanya Math, where Giriraj is present. And greater than Chaitanya Math is this Vrajpatan, where Radha Kund is present. Where on the banks of Radha Kund, all the Kunjas of the Sakhis are present there in this way. And he said, Prabhupada especially taught all his sadhaks the Rupanu conception, especially regarding the Madhyan Leela of Radha and Krishna. And Siddhanti Maharaj, he disappeared during the Madhyan Leela. So he always mentions this Madhyan Leela. He especially taught everyone this Rupanu conception. And there he explains how Prabhupada, one word from this Talvarkar Upanishad, which says Tadvana. This tadvana, one word he has given such a nice explanation. Where he says this tadvana implies that the nine forests, the 12 forests of Braj represent the 12 rasas. Five primary, seven secondary. And the nine islands of Navadvip, they represent the nine limbs of devotion in this way. So then Siddhanti Maharaj goes on to explain that Prabhupada, his very name means Varshabhanavi Devi Daita Das. This is what he came to give. He is the dear servant of Varshabhanavi Devi. And his roop, his very form, fulfilled the innermost heart's desire, Sri Rupa. His very form. And then his gun, his qualities especially, gave him the exclusive qualification to fulfill, to serve Srila Gaurakishodas Babaji Maharaj in the highest possible way. Who is Gaurakishodas Babaji Maharaj? He is Gunamanjari. So that's why his gun also is glorified in this way. And then he said his leela. What is his leela? His pastimes. His pastimes is that he is always serving in the kunja of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's teachings. And what is the kunja of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's teachings? This is Sananda Sukhada Kunj, which is a part of Lalita Kun near Radha Kun. This way Prabhupada is always serving there. And then he said especially that Prabhupada, we see that while serving in this Sananda Sukhada Kunj also, what has he come to give to this world, he has said. He said that Prabhupada has taught everyone that if you want to serve the master, you must be in the group of the servant. Even if you cannot serve the master, even if you are in his group, you have to be in the group of the servant. Who is the topmost servant? Srimati Radhika. And only when you are in the group of Srimati Radhika's servants, then you can follow. Therefore, he said that even according to this Pancharatriki Diksha, there are two types of Diksha. And Prabhupada has also mentioned that only when one achieves Vastu Siddhi, when he's born from the womb of a gopi, then he can possibly understand what is this Tarunamrit Snan, Lavanamrit Snan, Karunamrit Snan, the three baths of Srimati Radhika. Only then he can understand all these things, or else he'll be cheated. Won't be able to understand anything in this way. He's mentioned everything there. How one must be under the guidance of Vrajadevis. And Prabhupada has come to give this, nothing else. And then he goes on to explain Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan. He says how Prabhupada, in his Sambandha, he didn't give just Adoksaja. Means Ramanujar Vishnu Swami, the four acharyas, they gave this Adoksaj Seva. Service in Vaikuntha. Prabhupada gave Aprakrit Seva. Means to serve Radha and Krishna under the guidance of the Sakhis and Manjaris. This is what Prabhupada came to give. And this Aprakrit Seva is embodied by the conceptions of Srila Rupa Goswami. Therefore, Prabhupada would always say, Adadanastiram dante idam yache puna puna Srimad Rupa padam bhoja dhuli shama janma janmani. Clasping a straw between my teeth, I hope to be a particle of dust at the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami birth after birth. And then he goes on to explain what Abhideya is. In this world, you see, some accept Bubukshu as Abhideya. What is Bubukshu? Means material enjoyment. This is Abhideya. Some say Mumukshu. That are cultivation of impersonal knowledge, detachment. And some follow this Ashtanga Yoga, which is actually Vancha, which is actually cheating. They say this is Abhideya. But Prabhupada, what is he said? What is Abhideya? He said Abhideya is what? He said Abhideya is actually pure devotional service at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. And this is also of two types, Vaidhi and Raganuga. And Prabhupada has also explained what is Vaidhi, which is Yukta Vairagya. And only according to Yukta Vairagya, one should conduct oneself. And he's also explained what is Raganuga. What is Raganuga? He said Raganuga is told by Mahaprabhu himself. Paravyasini Nari Vyagri Griha Karmashu. That a lady who's attached to someone else other than a husband, she'll perform household duties with even more care, even more attention. And this is what Prabhupada came to give, this Raganuga line. So this way, Siddhanti Maharaj, he says that Prabhupada, what did he do? He harmonized the Pancharatra Marg and the Bhagavat Marg. The Pancharatra Marg is the construction of temples, deity service, and all the other things. He combined that with his Bhagavat Marg. What is this Bhagavat Marg? This is Sankirtan. Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Sarve Militva Yan Kirtanam Tathaiva Sankirtanam. He says that what is Sankirtan when the Samyak Rupena Kirtan, congregational chanting of Shri Krishna's names. This is the ideal of the Gaudiya Math. And he said he combined both of them. Then Prabhupada gave Prayojan. What is Prayojan? He said in this world, what is seen as Prayojan? Prayojan, it is seen that gratification of one's own senses, or considering the body to be the self, enjoyment, cheating others, this Kaitab Dharma, all this is prayojan, but Prabhupada, he came to give this topmost prayojan. What is the topmost prayojan? To be under the guidance of the Ashray Vigraha and serve Vishay Vigraha. And who is this Ashray Vigraha? This Ashray Vigraha is Srimati Radhika herself in this way. So in that very introduction to the Govinda Bhashya, Siddhanti Maharaj has given like the entire speciality of Prabhupada's teachings. Therefore, Gurudev had that published. And we see also Gurudev, he said that Siddhanti Maharaj, he has especially, what has he done? He has shown how every sutra of the Brahma Sutra, every aphorism corresponds to every verse of the Bhagavatam, which is very difficult seva. He has shown everything. Why? Because the Bhagavatam is a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. So therefore he has shown Arthavyam Vedanta Sutra Bhashyam. No, this way he has shown how every sutra corresponds to every verse of the Bhagavatam. And he has also shown how in the Vedanta Sutra only this Naam has been described of Sri Krishna. Like we say, Anavriti Shabdat, Anavriti Shabdat. Repeat this name more and more. Even Anandamaya Abhyasat. Anandamaya Abhyasat is actually Naam Kirtan. That Krishna, he is Anandamaya. His Swarup is non-different. Because where we listen, no, Rupa Goswami mentions Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Puna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Abhinnatva Nama Namino. He's non-different from his Nama. What is his nature? Nature is Paramanandamaya. So he says Siddhanti Maharaj has also shown how all the sutras of Vedanta, they speak of only Nam Tattva. This way he's done such indescribably wonderful seva. And whenever he would publish any book, he would hold a great festival. He would say that Krishna, where we observe his appearance days, similarly we should also observe the appearance days of his granthas. His granthas is non-different from his Shabda Brahma. So whenever he would publish a book, he would always make sure that it would be a big festival. And his books were proofread by his own godbrothers because they were so difficult. Shauti Maharaj and Puri Maharaj themselves proofread his books and in this way. So it is said when he left on this day, he left on 1985, 17 September. Today is 16. He left like one day after. And then his body was actually cremated. And his Pushpa Samadhi was established in Navadvip and in Calcutta in this way. Very great Vaishnav. No, very wonderful, near, dear, intimate associate of Prabhupada. Very dear Siksha Guru of our Gurudev. Bosom friend of Param Gurudev. Therefore, one should glorify him as much as one can. He's also like in our Gurudev Sangha, he's also the Param Gurudev of many followers of Srila Gurudev. Like Gurudev Siksha disciple, he's actually a Diksha disciple of Siddhanti Maharaj. Therefore, no. Like the other day I was asking one devotee, why you don't mention the name of Siddhanti Maharaj? Like, no, you don't mention anything. Like, at least some respect for your mantra guru, at least something. And he's like, oh, I have no connection with Siddhanti Maharaj. I have nothing, no connection whatsoever. Like, very, like, hopeless excuse. Nothing, I have no connection whatsoever. And we see here, Gurudev himself, how he's glorifying him. How he, even this Vedanta Sutra that his disciples published was actually published, like, using, again, Siddhanti Maharaj's Govinda Bhashya as a foundation. Therefore, Gurudev himself used to have so much love for the Siksha Guru, and we're saying that, oh, I have no connection whatsoever with him. No, what we see here, over the years, how much Harikatha we've heard from the Vaishnavas regarding this great Vaishnava. Such a wonderful Vaishnava he is. Anyhow, we only pray at the lotus feet of this great associate of Prabhupada that purity in his heart, that Guru Nishtha in his heart, a speck of that also. He himself has written a commentary also on Govinda Bhashya called Siddhanta Kana. He has written his own commentary also along with the commentary of Baldev Vidyabhushan Prabhu. So how profoundly brilliant he was. Anyhow, Vancha Kalpataru Bhishya Kripasan Veja Itanam Bhavni Vyavishna Dhyonam.
ज्ञानतिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानाङ्गनशलाकया चक्षुरन्वितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तन्भक्ताय नमो नमः वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुवरं श्रीरूपानुगप्रवरं व्रजरसरसिगं जनरायणं तं ब्रह्मन्नम् Shri Guru Charanam Vande Ramana Prashtaya Bhutale Rupanuga Bhakti Dangcha Kripa Murti Narayanam. वंशाकल्पद्रव्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभयवच पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। First of all, I offer my Sastangananda Arpanams, thousands of times, Lotus Siddha Shri Paramaradatam Guru Pada Padmam Vishnu Pada Sotra Shri Shrimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev. Secondly, I offer my Sastangananda Arpanams, thousands of times, Lotus Feet of my Shri Rupa Nuga Gauriya Guru Varga, and I offer my Sastangananda Arpanams unto all the assembled Vaishnavs and Vaishnavi. By the causeless mercy of Sri Guru Pada Padma and the Vaishnavas, we are celebrating the disappearance there of Sri Bhakti Sri Rupa Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj, who is the Antaranga Parishad of Jagat Guru Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. So, just like when Mahaprabhu descended into this world, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jiva Doyakori Swaparshada Sviya Dhamma Sahavatari. Mahaprabhu came along with his dham and swaparshad. So similarly, Prabhupada, Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, when he came to this world, he did not come alone. Along with him, he brought his antaranga parshads with him. And we can see that why swaparshad, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, jiva doya kori, to give this jiva doya. It is said that Jiva Doya Krishna Nam Sarva Dharma Sar. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said. Chanting the holy names and giving this Doya, this mercy to the Jivas, this is essence of all religion, essence of all Dharma. So therefore, Prabhupada, when he came, then he came with his associates. And Sri Rupa Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj is one of those antaranga, internal associates of Prabhupada. In fulfilling the desire of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then Prabhupada gave up everything and began residing exclusively there in this Antarpur, Antardvip, Radhavan. There on the banks of Abhinda Giriraj Govardhan, Radhakund, Shamakund there. This Brajapattan, doing his bhajan there. First at Yoga Pit and then he established Sri Chaitanya Mat. And there he began performing the worship of Gandharvika Giridhari and Sri Chaitanya Sachinandan Gaura Hari there. And there he established the non-difference, that established that this Navadip Dham is non-different from Vrindavan Dham. According to the conceptions of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and our Goswamis. And there he established this training center, this Brajapattam, this school, where all Jivas, they can get this training. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that if you read his Navadip Dham Mahatma, there in question and answers with Nityananda Prabhu and Jiva Goswami, there is described that this, without the mercy of Sri Navadip Dham, the Jivas, they can never attain perfection. That there are so many obstacles, so much aparad, duskriti otto, sukriti otto, so many different anarthas, so many obstacles. Without this aparad bhanjan pad, without this Sri Navadip Dham, which nullifies all offenses. The jiva is very hard for them to overcome these offenses. Very hard for them to attain this braj seva, this braj adhikar, this braja bhakti. Therefore, Prabhupada, there in this Abhinna Navadip Dham, he established Radharani's own place. The Vaishnavas described that you see the nine islands of Navadip, Antardip, Mayapur, Simantardip, Godrandip, Madhyadip, Koladip, Vithadip, Janadip, Rudadip, etc. like this. All of these islands, the Ashtasakis, they reside in each one of these dweepers. And in the center is Antardip, this is Radhavan, Radharani's own place. And therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the Gaura Braja Jana Behradan Rekibo Hoibo Varaja Vasi Tokon Damer Sarup Spuribe Naime Hoibo Radhara Dasi. When you realize this Navadip Dham is not different from Vrindavan, you realize you are a maidservant of Radhika. So Prabhupada, in order to give this, then he came there along with his antaranga parishads, and there he began this training center, this Brajapattam. And he began training everyone there on the banks of Giriraj Govardhan, Radhakun, Shamakun. And there, who he had in charge there, who is giving this adhikar from Mayapur Seva for service there, Narahari Seva Vigrahapu and Param Gurudev Vinod Bihari. Under their tutelage and guidance, then Siddha Surup Brahmachari, all these, they began residing there, doing their bhajan. And Prabhupada gave this title Kriti Ratna to Param Gurudev. He is like a touchstone. He gives this Kriti means what? Kritya Shakti. This is Harini Shakti. It is said, Jnana, Kritya Jnana Sabhanva Kriya Cha. This Kriya Shakti, this Kritya Shakti, this is the function of Radhika herself. And Param Gurudev, anyone who would come in contact with him, he would directly connect them to Prabhupada, connect them to the Dham, Braj, this Braj Pattam, and give them this Seva Arika. Therefore, Sri Rup Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj, later in his articles, he would say, oh, Vinodha, Narahari-dha, they are my elder brothers. Under their shelter, under their guidance, I spent my years very happily and with Prabhupada, with them, there in Navadip Dham, in this Abhinna Brajpattam. And therefore, I am eternally their younger, junior brother. And their affection is what has made me today. So this training center, this training program was all given into the hands of Param Gurudev and Narahari Seva Vigrahapu. And they trained up so many of these boys, so many of these parishads, all these associates of Prabhupada. And therefore, this Siddha Swarup Brahmachari, Prabhupada gave him this title, Siddha Swarup. By Swarup, he is Siddha, he is perfect. Because he is eternally, he's always established in his conceptions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, established in this Siddhanta that is coming down from Mahaprabhu. He's fully the embodiment of all of these things. And therefore, we can truly see later, and in his preaching and his writings and his books, how he is the embodiment of all these things. We know that after when he would go for preaching, then he would always go with Bhakti Vivek Bharati Goswami Maharaj. He had a very close relationship with him because he basically brought him to Prabhupada in that sense. And so whenever he'd go preaching, he would always go with him without fail. One time for some small mistake, Bharati Goswami Maharaj too much chastised Siddha Swarup Brahmachari, beating him left, right, punishment, giving him good thrashing. And then he had some marks on his body. Then Prabhupada, he called him. So now it's time for going preaching. Who you want to go with? And he saw that he had these marks in that. And then Siddha Swarup Brahmachari, he said, Bharati Maharaj. Then Prabhupada asked, oh, Bharati Maharaj, he's chastising you so much, you still want to go with him? He said, yes. Whatever he has done for my eternal benefit, for my upliftment, for my upbringing. He was so much attached like that. And therefore, Prabhupada was very pleased that he's showing this one-pointedness, anyata. Therefore, Bharati Maharaj, he gave him everything. Everything that was in his heart, he gave to Siddha Swarup Brahmachari. All the conceptions, all Prabhupada's teachings, everything by his mercy, he manifested in the heart of Siddha Swarup Brahmachari. When they went preaching in Bangladesh, Bengal, here and there, and then there was a big Shabha. And there were so many followers of, this was in Bangladesh, there were so many followers of Ramakrishna Paramahansa, Vivekananda. Ramakrishna Paramahansa, he was like a local cult figure in Bengal. He was considered like a saint there. Because he would like profess so many miracles and show so many things, and he spoke in such a, like, he romanticized like mysticism and so many things in Bengal. So he became like a cult figure there. But really he was, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj said that Ramakrishna Paramahansa destroyed Bengal, completely ruined Bengal. Because he gave this pseudo-spiritualism. He was never in any sampradaya, he never accepted any pure sadguru, ashray, nothing. Not in the line of Mahaprabhu, he is giving this pseudo-spiritualism, sentimentalism. Sometimes he would dress up like a Muslim and pretend to be Muslim, eat beef, eat cow. Sometimes he would be Christian. Sometimes he would wear expensive jewelry. Then he would throw them in the river saying, now I am renounced. He would do all these nonsense things. And people, they say, chamatkar ko namaskar. You show some little chamatkar, you show some little wonder, then you become, mesmerized. So many Baba, so many yogis like this in India. They should, like we know, this is Vishak Sen, doing Bhaktivinoda Thakur time, doing Ras Lila. So this Ramakrishna Paramahansa, he was like that. He was not Paramahansa. Only by name he was, took this title, he stole this name. But he's not a Paramahansa. He's like this. So, and then his follower Vivekananda also. He is also like Mayavadi atheist. He's saying that better than to read Bhagavad Gita is you go and play football. Why? Because if you play football, then good exercise, good gym. Then you get so much energy, then you can work very hard and do social service. Better than planting tulsi. What is this tulsi? Better you plant eggplant. Why? Then you frying this eggplant, begum bharta, nice taste, nice energy coming, then you can work. What is tulsi? What is Bhagavad Gita? Vivekananda was like this, preaching. So the followers of Jagadguru Prabhupada, they knew this is all the pseudo-spiritualism, all sentimentalism. There's not no touch with real spiritualism. So when time to give for class, then Siddha Swarup Brahmachari, he spoke the truth, the unpalatable truth, as it is. Like Swami Maharaj said, Bhagavad Gita as it is. No beating around the bush. No covering. Dharma prochita kaitavatra parama nirmat saranam satam. This Bhagavatam has preached no kaitav dharma, no cheating dharma. As it is, this Mamai Vangsi Jiva Loka Jiva Bhuta Sanada. Jiva Swarup Hoy Krishna Nityadas. We are the eternal servants of Krishna. And Prem is our eternal dharma. This is the uncompromised truth. Preaching Sammandabe Deya Prajan, the line, the teachings of Mahaprabhu. So Swarup Siddhanti Maharaj began speaking these things. Then he began, but in order to establish this, then first Prabhupada said, what you have to do? First you should cut the anarthas that are in the heart. Create a voidism in the heart. Create a vacuum there. Means otherwise you destroy all the misconceptions in the heart. And then when that is clean, then you fill it with the pure conception. So Swarup Siddhanti Maharaj saw these all followers of this Ramakrishna Paramahansa, Vivekananda, this yogi, that one, Hankar Dev, who knows? Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Aul Bal Karta Bhaja Nera Jati Gosai Smarta Sahajiya Goranga Nagari. So many Tatakohe Sanganahit Kori. So many Asaprasampradaya during 13 during Bhaktivinoda Thakur time. For another time he counted already 40, over 40. Now there are thousands. So Siddhanti Gosai Maharaj saw, all these Sahajiya, Babaji, Paramahansa, Ramakrishna, Vivekananda, all full crowd is full of all these hodgepodge, kichari. Now I need to clean. So he said, this is Ramakrishna Paramahansa. What Paramahansa? He said, Ram Chagal. He said, goat, has very nice beard. He said, Ravindranath Tagore also, he has like this beard. He wrote, Vande Bharatam, Vande, this anthem of India. But also making kichari, only cheating the jiva. Then he said, Vivekananda, he said, Bekufananda. What Vivek? There's no discrimination. If he's rejecting Gita, then where is the Vivek? This is Bekuf. This is nonsense. And speaking very strong language like this, and the crowd, they became so angry. They pick up stone and sticks and knife and everything. Very angry. And then they started questioning how, like, big riot. And that time, Bhakti Vilas, Gabesti Nemi Maharaj and others, they were there. Somehow they pacified the crowd. And they had to cut the program short. And then Bhakti Vilas Gabasti Nemi Maharaj wrote a letter to Prabhupada. He said, we are trying so hard to preach here, but your Brahmachari Siddha Swarup, he has openly revealed the faults of Paramahansa, Ramakrishna Paramahansa, Vivekananda. Now the crowd is all angry and there's big commotion now in the printing press and newspaper, everywhere there's big, they're attacking us now. Then Prabhupada wrote a letter. Siddha Swarup Brahmachari, what he has done perfect. He has done lakhs and lakhs worthy of preaching. Lakhs means those times now is like crores, millions and millions. I myself am coming there. And I'll prove everything that he has said is exactly true. Then Srila Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, immediately he came there to Dhaka. Then again, he arranged Dharma Sabha. Again, they all invited everyone. And Prabhupada, in a very calm manner, taking or showing all quotation from Bhagavad everywhere, how this Bhagavad Dharma, this is the channel swarup of the jiva, and anyone who is not coming in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then how they can be accepted? And he established all these things. So Prabhupada became very pleased with him. He's preaching the uncompromised truth. Prabhupada was like that. Just like we heard, the Sahajiyas, everyone they attacked, the Mayavadis, everyone attacking Prabhupada because he's so uncompromising. So like father, like son. So Siddhasuru Brahmachari, he was like Prabhupada, uncompromising. And he preached the unpalatable truth like that. Prabhupada in his Upadeshavali says, it's better to preach the unpalatable truth than try to compromise and harmonize and try to fulfill the desires of the public. You cannot. You preach it as it is. Swami Maharaj said, better have an empty goshala than a goshala full of sick cows. What are we going to do? They told Prabhupada, just allow chai and bidi. These two things, the whole world will come in your hand. Prabhupada said, no. No compromise. So Sirup Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj was like that. No compromise. Pure Siddhanta. That's why Prabhupada gave him, that's why his sannyas name, Bhakti Vigyan Ashramaj, his name was chosen. Bhakti Sirup Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj. He was the very Rup, the very embodiment of this Prabhupada Siddhanta. Our Gaudiya Siddhanta. And you can consider him, he's like, in one way, he's non-different from Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu also. Because why? Just like Baladev Vidyabhushan protected the Gaudiya Sampradaya, Sri Rup Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj also protected. How? The Sampradaya is only accepted as Sampradaya if you have commentary on the Ten Upanishads, on Bhagavad Gita, and Vedanta Sutra. These three. If you have commentary on all these three, then you can be accepted as a bona fide Sampradaya. Therefore, you see, Sri Rup Siddhanti Goswami, not only did he publish the Govinda Bhashya, and write his, just as we heard, Siddhanta Khana, his own commentary on Vedanta Sutra, but he also, on the 10 prominent Upanishads, he also published them and wrote his commentary, plus on the Bhagavad Gita. And this way, he made sure he protected, and he made sure that the Gaudiya Sampradaya is protected for eons, for thousands of years to come. Because these commentaries now on these prominent works now have firmly established and protected that the Gaudiya Sampradaya is legitimate. And we have the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, coming in the line of Brahma Madhva Acharya, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the current day. And this way he protected. He did this work of protecting the Sampradaya. He did this, protected our Sampradaya in this way. And those books are the foundation of all, for future generations, for all Vaishnavas. They make these books as their foundation, like Gurudev. He published Bhagavad Gita on the foundation of Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj's commentary. Why? Because Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj's commentary includes the Rasik Ranjan commentary of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Therefore, by including Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj's commentary, then automatically Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary is there. So, and Gurudev included Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary, plus his own. So Gurudev's Bhagavad Gita, actually four commentaries in one, you can consider. And this way, the Vaishnavas have also spoken many wonderful things about Bhakti Sirup Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj also, about how he was preaching in Calcutta. He said there was one Gunda there, Sudarshan. He had one Bengali wife and Oriya wife. And he used to sell meat samosa and have these fast foods and wine and all these things. And he is very wealthy. Why in Kali Yuga? You sell beer, you sell alcohol, open cinema, then you'll become Ararpati. And if you try to distribute Harikatha, you see there's no one known. The temple will not even fly, it will be sitting in the temple. No one will come. But you open up cinema, then especially in North India, there's not so much popular. But in South India, you see the culture there. The size of this building, they'll make billboard of the hero, heroine. And then they'll put mala, flower garland that is like 3 feet, like 100 feet long, and they'll garland. And then outside there'll be queues for 1 day, 2 days. People were there just to see this picture, this culture, Kali Yuga. So this is Sudarshan. He was doing all these things. And then Sirup Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj's temple was there in the heart of Calcutta there. So one day this Sudarshan, he came. That time I don't remember, he had some other Karmi name. He came there. He came there to the temple, he was all drunk, and he was dancing in Kirtan and making commotion there. And And all everyone, he was a little bit violent, like aggressive like that. So the brahmacharis, everyone was a little afraid what to do. Then Sri Rupa Siddhanta Maharaj came, gave some charanamrita. Here, come, take. And then seeing the beautiful swarup of Siddhanta Maharaj, that Sudarshan, that he became a little pacified, a little like stunned. He's like, oh, who is this? Seeing the sadhu, immediately he became calm, heart cooled. And he took that charanamrita again, he became even more cooled. And slowly, slowly, he began realizing by the power of the word, sweet words of Siddhanta Maharaj, by that charanamrita, by coming to the temple. Like Gurudev describes in his book, The Glories of Haridas Thakur. We just celebrated his disappearance there. When the Lakshahira, this prostitute, came in front of Haridas Thakur, why was it that she got purified so fast? Gurudev explained so many reasons. Because first she's touching the dust of the dham. There is also Tulsi there. She's offering pranam to Haridas Thakur. She's also hearing the name. So many things. Then she's offering pranam herself. Then she's also hearing the name. She's chanting in herself. So many of these things were increasing her bhakti unmukhi sukriti. Then by the end of the 3 days, she became a pure devotee by the mercy of Haridas Thakur. So by coming to the temple, don't think that coming to the temple is ordinary. Touching the temple, having darshan of the deity, taking mahaprasad, taking charanamrita, hearing the holy name, all these things are increasing the sukriti of the jiva. So in this way, that Sudarshan, he slowly, slowly, he changed. And he began asking questions, and he became a very loyal follower then of Sri Rupa Siddhanta Goswami. And he took Diksha, and he became Sudarshan. Then immediately he stopped selling all meat, wine, all these things. And he told his wives also, you'll also have to stop. And I think the Vaishnav said, the Bengali wife, she did not agree. So she was like living separate from him. But the Oriya wife, she was loyal, she followed him, and then gave up all these non-veg, everything. And then he began serving Siddhanta Goswami in such a beautiful way, in so many ways, arranging everything. And the Vaishnavas here met him. And in this way, he became such a great Vaishnav. Like Mahaprabhu liberated Jagai Madai, so you can see, in this way, Siddhanta Goswami Maharaj, he liberated this Sudarshan. Gurudev also, how many unlimited Jagai Madais he delivered? There was one Mayavadi, Prem Vallabh. He also, complete Mayavadi, but Gurudev, he completely changed him. And when he would sit in Darshan, Gurudev would say, Ekam Ekam Adityakam Neha Nanasti Kinchana. Gurudev would say these slokas, these Mayavadi slokas. Then the Prem Vallabh, he would be in front of Gurudev, he would become so angry. No, he would start arguing with Gurudev. No, Bhakti, Bhagavan. He would start arguing with Gurudev. And Gurudev would become very happy to see, oh, now he has so much nishtha in Bhakti. So our Guru Varga, they are like this, causelessly merciful. Unlimited Jagai, Madais, Aul Bal, all these Sahajiyas, all these things. You can see they are liberating them. So Siddhanta Maharaj also, unlimited of these fallen Jivas, like we heard now, Prabhupada's Antaranga mission, what is it? His Antaranga Bhajan and then his mercy, his Jiva Doya. This is Mahaprabhu's line. His Antaranga, with his Antaranga Parshad, Prem Aswadam. And with for the public, Prem Vitaran, distribution. So we are very lucky we are in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our Guru Varga, Prabhupada, and especially our Srila Gurudev, that we, and now in the company of the Vaishnavas, we are able to follow these titis and hear their glories. And this way we also be able to purify our own hearts and make our lives successful.
Today is Bhakti Sri Rupa Siddhanta Goswami Maharaj disappears day. Now Vaishnavas is hearing many glories. All Vaishnavas, there is God family members. Therefore, they like glorify God and God families. Today is disappears the offering Pushpanjali here. So what is Pushpanjali? His glory is distributing jivas. Their welfare for jiva, His glory is distribution. This is very helpful for jiva and nectar. Then offering Pushpanjali. What is Pushpanjali then? This is glory are taking and distributing. This is Pushpanjali called telling. Guru Varga with his, how is his relation? How much love and affection? How is respecting? How is all are distributing this nectar? You see, everything is glorify, remembering and memorizing. This is helpful for all jiva, also respectfully offering obeisances. This is heart become soft and very humble. Respecting and faith is coming. So now saying Shastra, Ved, Vedanta, Upanishad, Guru Bani, Gaur Bani, everything is present. This world. But sometimes this is disappears, hiding, sometimes appears. Many times Ved, Vedanta, Upanishad, Shastra, everything is disappears. But Mahabhagavat, Guru Varga, they are with his sadhana. Everything is Swarup manifesting and jivas distributing. Jivas for giving adhikar and all special glories are the glorifying, explaining, and jiva's mood is changing, attracting, and without this shastra, jiva not getting any benefit, not well. Therefore, Maharaj Prabhupada Sri Thakur, by desire, he said, I am not giving my anything on understanding and conceptions. Shastras or reality, I am giving jivas one drop of one word is anybody touching, then they getting benediction, benefit. Suti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Viding Vina Aikantiki Hari Bhakti Utpatariva Kalpati Suti Smriti Puran. The three things. These things without you, anything is distributing, not helpful. All is Maya. But Shruti, Smriti, Puran, Vedatrayi, this is helpful. Mahaprabhu saying, Jaradeko Tareko Krishna Upadesh. Not your advice is giving Krishna's advice. The God advice there is saying Shruti, Smriti, Puran, Pancharatra. Without these things, useless. So Maharaj, in his lifetime, many person doing wrong and many jivas misguiding and all jivas, all are disturbing. But Shruti Smriti Puran distributor, very rare. So then he is Isha Kano Kato Prasna Manduka Manduka Pityriya Chandugya Pityriya all 11 this Upanishad he is now translating and giving purport and easily he is distributing and preaching. After Prabhupada Sri Thakur has desired this Vedanta Sutra, Brahma Sutra. Brahma it is, for Brahma it is, how he is making relation, how coming nearby. Then Brahma Sutra, top to bottom, like Srimad Bhagavat for telling, this Krishna Swarup, Tamadi Devam, Tamal Varnam, Karuna Avataram, Svaita Avataram, ki apara sansara samudra satu, bhajamahe Bhagavat Swarupam. Bhagavat Swarup telling, what is this, everything expanding. But this Brahma Sutra, top to bottom, how is tying is for Brahma. My heart has many, many sutra. Therefore, I am arrested with these many other things, other persons. But Brahma Sutra, this is reading, realizing, remembering, and all time this explaining, memorizing, remembering, doing sadhana, then all Brahma Parabrahma will be arrested with you, and also you are will be near by them. So his Vedanta Sutras or purport is explaining. Also, he is saying, Guru's respect is very easy, but any elder, godbrothers, senior, they are respecting not too easy. He is himself, his all elder god brothers, god sisters, he is respecting like as it is equal to Gurudev. Why? He is saying, Guru very heavy. Guru is near, how can I am going? He must manifest in my heart. Anybody has gurus with his real relation and love, I am serving them, then this love coming my near, faith coming, I will be nearby close to Guru then. So he is serving not only Bharati Maharaj, he is serving his all elder, senior god brothers. Once time, Bagh Bazar Golimot, Vash Puja. Then many, many people, the disciples sending many presentations. Devotees, bhaktas are also going, collecting. So now some bhaktas, devotees by train sending lot of vegetables for Bhagavad Godemur. So railway station, Howrah, like Ganga's this side, and after opposite side is Bhagavad Godemur. Crossing Ganga by boat, then other side, Bagh Bazar Golimot, and this side is Howrah railway station. But station to coming out, like is very far, 1 kilometer after boat, and then boat to carrying, and after more temple going, also like some distance. Then Prabhupada all time, anything needed, giving, calling Vinod Bihari and giving instruction. Hey, go there. Do this. Prabhupada is like his right hand. Prabhupada not telling any others, but all time telling Vinod. Then telling Vinod, now is Howrah station came some goods and many vegetables, big, big bundles. So you go, you bring all his Golimot temple. Then his going time, Siddhaswara Brahmachari is asking Prabhupada, Prabhupada, can I go with him? I am helping. Say yes, go. Then he is gone with his Param Gurudev. Railway station looking, this outside his platform, inside platform, many, many bundles. Then asking Siddhaswara for Param Gurudev, arranging some rickshaw, ya coolie, ya vendor, one, this van, carrying and coming boat, and after crossing. He said, no, you standing here, I am carrying all. He say, not possible. Say, big, big weight. Then he say, no, I am carrying. Param Gurudev say, no, I am carrying. You standing here, you take care of everything. I am carrying, I am arranging boat. Then you also coming. Now both are is, how much they have Guru Seva for desire and respect for elder God brothers. Now, he say, Param Gurudev, for you taking small one, I am taking big one. Param Gurudev said, no, you are younger, you are taking small one, I am taking big one. Not one, two, many bags. But they not spending one coin, all carrying and taking boat. Now boatman is thinking, these sadhus are working more than laborers. Ordinary laborers also not like working. Boatman saying, okay, I am helping. And after they are all care, boat is driving and going other side, Bagbazar station. Then this, he say, boatman, I am not taking any fee. No need. Then Param Gurudev saying, oh, one boatman is Treta Yuga. He is crossing Ganga, Ramchandra, Lakshmana and Sita. When Ramchandra is saying, giving some fair fee, to say, Sita Devi has nothing, Lakshmana has nothing, only one ring, marriage ceremony, ring ceremony time, one ring, taking out and giving. Then boatman saying, oh, you are me, same caste. Then I am your family members. You are big boatman, I am small boatman. How can I am taking you near this fee? No need. I can take. But one condition, you coming back, then you crossing my boat with this. So the same, this boatman, he is driving full of boat with goods, luggage, but is he not taking any coin. Also, what happened with their service tendency with this boatman is now carrying in Bagbazar. Also, many other boatmen, they are also carrying. No more Siddha Swarup and Vinod Bihari is needed caring for. Same that side to coming time, they carrying two these bundles. Other bundles is there are many coolie. They saying, oh, Prabhu, you are serving Gurudev temple for also today, all are helping little, serving, giving good chance, no need money, no need anything. Then both are like surprise, how is Guru Seva? Like one time, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he is Varanasi to start journey, Jagannath Puri for. He has Mahaprabhu's for many presentation taking. One, this had one bag, this had one bag, hand has two bag, lot of head is one bag. How many? This had two, four, two hand two, six, one head seven. And how long journey? 2,000 kilometers. More than 2,300 kilometers. One bag carrying is very heavy. Now six and seven. But he's come out, then one big merchanter, Ramdas, his name, Vishas, his king, like clerk, treasurer. He has desire going Jagannath Puri. He is also start journey. He is looking Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, offering pranam. A Brahmin, then only Brahmin said, no shirt, only one chador, and wearing one small cloth, naked feet. But Brahmin, also Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, very shining and powerful. Varanasi to his journey, also that person. After that person telling, Brahmanadev, we are going to Jagannath Puri. So I am also going. With him many servants. They carrying everything, cooking pot, kitchen, luggage and many fire pit, many things with the going. Stock, sometimes night time they anywhere halt, they're sometimes cooking, lot of money. Yeah. They're saying, no need anything carrying, you are coming with us and all are carrying your luggage. Also, any distance going and staying, stopping night time, halting, the massaging feet, arranging water, everything. So this journey, Kaviraj Goswami writing, 2 month journey, but he don't know, like 1 day, yeah, 1 minute, he forget everything. So now Prabhupada giving order, Vinod Bihari, Siddhaswarup is gone, now both are serving Prabhupada, yeah, Radha Kandarva Giridhari. Now looking station coolie, laborers, ordinary people, everybody helping. Also coming boat getting down, no need. All are carrying, all. Prabhupada looking, big like rally coming in temple. The Prabhupada saying, where from come this rally? And many person is carrying many luggage. Giving the money, lot of, he has lot of money, he very rich family, landlord families, he is giving lot of money. Siddhaswarup is smiling, Vinod Bihari is spending money. No need money, Prabhupada. All are only remembering your name and carrying something. Now, not one, your many swarup with is, you are doing everything. Really, God has many swarup, you know. Gurudev has many swarup. Only good desire, and follow Guru Padma, follow Vaishnava as bhaktas, then all are your behind running, everything doing. But no faith, then people is alone, is independent, want to do, then they tell you what to do. Not possible for them. And big tired there, big disturbance coming, and all time thinking what to do. Their Mahamantra this. But not desire, not want to do. So now, Prabhupada is winning class, he is saying, look, when Vinod has many expansion, not one. Siddhaswarup has more than Vinod, 1,000 expansion. One time, Prabhupada saying, you all are go preaching for Bangladesh. Then, looking Gaudiya Math, sadhus came, nobody calling, nobody talking, nobody giving entrance, village. Inside also not giving entrance. Say, go. All are saying, why Smarta Brahmin and Sahajiya, they are many. They say, Gaudiya Math, only Mayavadi, Saprona Ayaring, Vaishnava Rakta Parastha Paritana Juhai, Vaishnava then white cloth wearing, Vaishnava not wearing Saprona cloth. Saprona cloth, many Mayavadi. Then this Mayavadi, no coming, the Shukracharya's party, not doing kirtan, no shaving head only, they are all criminal. So all village, many village, they announcement giving, nobody giving entrance. Then Prabhupada near, they sending masses. Prabhupada, big problem. Not possible enter in this village. They very strong. They giving ban all. Say, no problem. Outside is Muniganga, meaning dry river. In there is you sitting under tree, you starting kirtan. Kirtan starting, and Mahaprabhu followers, anyhow Mahaprabhu calling and bringing you near. So they are now, after crossing this Padma and Meghna river and gone Bangladesh entire, but big problem. But there is sitting is under tree, starting kirtan, then many poor people, lower class, like no high caste, they come and they inviting, you come my house, inviting. They are gone, but they looking potter, cobbler, snake charmer, this and that, all sudra. But Vaishnava is atma darshan, no sudra darshan, no Brahmin darshan, starting their kirtan. Then Brahmins are automatic not coming this house. Smarto. Why they? Out there abusing and hating. Lower class, third class. Then Brahmins, not possible coming. They are today starting kirtan. With them, Prabhat Parinagar Parikrama. Then people say, oh, all lower class people, all dakait and cheater, all stupid nonsense changing. These sadhus are very powerful. Now, high caste, they are thinking, oh, everybody following their footstep. They are all wearing tilak. They are taking kartal, mridanga. They are not eating non-veg. They are not vegetarian. The sadhus are, then they are having distance to, not coming inside the house, distance to having harikatha. But this harikatha, very big, powerful. All are attracting and pulling. Then sometime after, little people more coming, after Brahmins are very angry. They're telling, your house is you calling this Mayavadis, then this places will be soon cremation place. Or quickly cleaning cow dung with this and taking out all clay, mud, all throwing and cleaning and brooming, but nobody hearing now. This harikatha, night time is starting. Brahmacharis are, sadhus are cooking, prasadam distributing. After some time, group by group, there is K.M. Mayapur, Prabhupada taking Harinam Diksha. Prabhupada giving everybody Brahmin thread. Everybody tilak, mala. Now, Brahmins have more jealousy come. Now they house as temple, Radha Krishna deity, Gauranitai deity. They are worshipping. They now wearing tilak mala, Brahmin thread, and they preaching. They speaking Bhagavatam, Ved Vedanta Upanishadam. Baba. Brahmins are now burning, and Brahmins are eating fish. Brahmins are killing goat. Then all lower class, third class families, they now insulting. How you are Brahmin, you are Rakshaso. You are eating goat, you are eating fish, you are Rakshaso. I am not Sudra, you are Sudra. Bas front to front, face to face, big fight come. All Brahmin is bas, all, what doing? What? Otherwise they left with meat and fish, then okay. Otherwise this group is now big group. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu group, they have consciousness giving. So Siddha Swarup, why he is giving name Siddha Swarup? He is giving everybody Siddha Swarup. He is removing Jada Swarup and giving Siddha Swarup. Telling Siddha Swarup Brahmachari, Prabhupada giving name. And now Prabhupada is very happy. He is surprised. Oh, Siddha Swarup, how you know? He is going Jugi Jopli, anywhere, and he is calling all of them. Hey, you come with me. To where? All are doing kirtan. Going kirtan, and he is, Prabhupada, how is mercy? Siddha Swarup, how is Siddha Swarup? His temple, how is cooking? Very special. All time cook is special. All time clean. Very clean. And also, not is cooking and clean. They are everybody very serious and strong. Very strong faith. And all times there is engaged within Hari Guru Vaishnava Seva. No lazy crazy. So the Siddha Swarup in Mayapur, that time many Gopajati, Ghosh, Gwala, they are very against. Muslim against, no problem, but this Hindu against, then is how can staying? So Prabhupada is saying, Siddha Swarup, going house to house and inviting all. Siddha Swarup going house to house, they have buffalo, they have cow, lot of milk, they're selling milk, and their house is crazy. Anybody's farmhouses, any growing vegetables, everything they night time buffalo and cows opening and sending there, all eating or destroying and coming back. Very trained cow. You have boundary, jumping boundary, going and eating, all coming. Every day. The Param Gurudev, Siddhasar going all house to house. And he's fatty and tall and very figure nice. He's going and going sitting, like Mahaprabhu going all house. He's going house, sitting, and then talking with them, inviting, and after festival time, giving them this Mahaprasadam, very nice, and telling all time you coming, and Harikatha coming, Kirtan coming, but they no understand Harikatha. The Kirtan time very happy, and Mahaprasad time more happy. Now, Siddhaswarup is nearby all Gopa, Ghosh, Gwala, everybody changing. And his game is in Navadvip Dham, in middle of Navadvip Radha Bazar, his opening center, there is all Smarto, all Mayabadi, all Sahajiya, like nearby Bharaswasram, everything, but he's everybody changing. His temple now also going, what are you looking? After Gorpundva next day, like 1 kilometer line, what they distributing, only this much khichdi, not too much, this much, 1 cup. Therefore, rich people, poor people, 1 kilometer, 2 kilometer line. I am looking, how is this line? What is this charity? But I am looking, only this much khichdi giving. Mahaprabhu Prasadam. How they enthusiastic and faithful person in sun, that time very hot, but morning to their line. Like Radhashtami, Janmashtami, Vaish Puja. So these jivas only, you are food giving, prasad giving, the attracting? No. This giving this faith and enthusiastics, this Mahaprasad glories. And also, they have now respect. Very people, all fallen, all useless, everybody changing. This Radha Bazar, they're going all house to house. Now also Bhiksha. Bhiksha is the maintaining. No other process. So, Maharaj, last time Jagannath Puri. After Jagannath Puri came, Calcutta. There Maharaj disappears today. Afternoon and then evening time taking Kalighat. He going before his writing will, paper and everything. I am leaving, then not giving me samadhi. Why? Telling I have no any land and any place and room. Therefore, he said no. I am not his quite bona fide. I am not siddha. You going, conversation burning, and this is enough for me. But many Gaudiya Math telling, Chaitanya Math, Adada Gaudiya Math, Mayapura, they have land. I am giving samadhi power. I am giving everything. But disciples are following Gurudev order. Then evening time they taking Kalighat, their bank of Ganga, Maharaj giving fire ceremony. After they are calling, all Gaudiya Math came. But this first time any acharyas is like is giving fire. Everybody very upset and disturbed. All Gaudiya Math, they disturb. Oh ho, one special acharya giving fire ceremony. But he say, Bharati Maharaj disappears. Then also, Bharati Maharaj telling, ki, no need samadhi. I am giving fire ceremony. But Chaitanya Math has a lot of land, Sivasanga and other places. They are requesting, but say no. But now is this Siddhanti Maharaj. He, Diksha Guru Prabhupada, but Siksha Guru Bharati Maharaj. He is making Bharati Maharaj for deity, temple, and his all bhoga, everything proper. He say, my Guru Maharaj, my respected, rewarded, and my everything. But my Siksha Guru with me continue, and he helping me, teaching me. And all time, any Guru Varga present, then looking automatic their power with is everything running well. No Guru Varga for respect and faith, then you are worshipping God also, then no help coming, no regularity is coming, all will be hopeless. So therefore he is saying, my front of Bharati Maharaj Puspa Samadhi and Bharati Maharaj deities, Bharati Maharaj present, I am worshipping him and he is maintaining everything. Yeah. So therefore he is saying, only Samadhi temple, but he is alone, no, he is with us. Our beloved Gurudev also like telling, not making only graveyard, only my Samadhi making, and then I am alone will be, no, I know, like, I not will be alone, no making like is Mayavadi. No, I will be my with Gurudev and Guru Varga and Vaishnavas with this. Therefore is Samadhi temple, then starting, then I am asking all are. Say no, this is not Gaudiya Math style. I say, Guru Varga, Guru Maharaj style, he like this. Then after anyhow, Maharaj desire with this, everything is manifest. So Bharati Maharaj disappears at a time, making Puspa Samadhi and temple and his deity, every day proper worshipping, doing arati, Puspanjali, everything following serious. Then everything running well. This faith not for possible for everybody. So today his disappears. After all, his disciples are also nearby Bharati Maharaj opening his Samadhi temple. Now every year is running this festival and everything. Now next is hearing after Gaur Pramanande.